In CI News this week, new government guidance is criticised for removing the minimum age limit for teaching sex ed. The King hosts a pagan ceremony, and celebrated Bible teacher John MacArthur dies age 86. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 18th of July. I'm Joanna Tim. The Department for Education's long-awaited guidance on relationships, sex and health education has been criticised for removing the minimum age limit for teaching sex ed. Last year's draft guidance stated that children could not be taught about sex before age 9, while under 13s were not to be taught about explicit sexual acts. Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson defended the change, claiming schools may sometimes need to broach a topic a little bit sooner, but said parents would be consulted. Helpful changes include giving more weight to consulting parents when developing RSHE policies and giving parents the right to see all materials taught in such lessons. It also warns against the use of cartoons or diagrams that oversimplify transgender issues, particularly if they perpetuate stereotypes or encourage pupils to question their gender. However, while last year's draft guidance emphasised primary schools' discretion over teaching about same-sex relationships, the new guide strongly encourages this. And where the draft told schools not to teach about so-called gender identity at all, the new guidance simply acknowledges that there is significant debate over the issue, and schools should be careful not to endorse any particular view or teach it as fact. The Institute's Simon Calvert said the guidance means parents can and should keep a close eye on what schools are teaching.
Well, this guidance has been a long time coming, and there's a lot of people who've been pressing the government to come forward with the guidance and trying to encourage them to make it better. Christian Institute supporters have certainly played their role in that. And there's a lot that's welcome in the guidance. I think the focus on parents and consulting with parents and transparency around sex education materials, so we no longer have the idea of secret sex education lessons that parents can't see. That's all very good. However, they are kind of muddying the waters around the gender identity issues, and that's a shame because we need real clarity right now. So I think going forward, parents need to be aware of this guidance, they need to be using what's good about the guidance with their schools, and they need to be engaged positively with their kids' schools to encourage them to do the right thing.
A woman investigated by Northumbria Police over her gender-critical views has won her case against the force's promotion of trans causes. The High Court ruled in favour of Lindsay Smith, concluding that Chief Constable Vanessa Jardine and other officers' participation in Newcastle Pride in the city 2024 indicated the force's support of gender ideology. In his ruling, Mr. Justice Linden warned that uniformed officers marching with a police pride flag undermined the public's trust in the force's ability to act fairly and impartially. Smith, who shared how terrifying it is when the police embrace a highly controversial political cause, welcomed the court's judgment. My hope is that Northumbria Police change their ways and follow this ruling. If they do, they will be policing the community for everyone. His Majesty the King has hosted a pagan ceremony led by the ritual ceremony officer of a Mexican Indigenous people group at a gathering to promote his philosophy of harmony. BBC Royal Correspondent Sean Coughlin, who attended the event, described how we raised our arms in honour of nature as we stood around a fire which was burning within a ring of flowers. During the ceremony in which King Charles participated, Coughlin reported how we rotated as we honoured the North, South, East and West and then Mother Earth. He also described a conch shell being blown, the holding up of feathers in a blessing to the king, and the reading of incantations. According to the King's Foundation, which organised the Harmony Summit in collaboration with the Circular Bioeconomy Alliance and Earth Elders, His Majesty's philosophy sees everything in nature as interconnected, including ourselves. This means taking a holistic approach to the challenges facing our planet and looking to solve these challenges by working with nature rather than against her. Christian Institute Director Kieran Kelly said, "The event and the philosophy underpinning it celebrates paganism and conflicts directly with His Majesty's coronation vow to be the defender of the faith." And finally, Grace Community Church in California has announced the death of its long-serving pastor and celebrated Bible teacher John MacArthur, age 86. Through his media ministry, his oversight of the Master's Seminary, and training of church leaders and pastors overseas, John MacArthur will be primarily remembered as an expository preacher who had, as Grace Church recalled, an unwavering commitment to declare God's truth. John Piper paid tribute to his friend's ministry, which inspired thousands of pastors to believe that explaining what the Bible means honours God, saves people, and is just plain interesting. And in an essay published in his honour, Dr. Albert Moeller highlighted his friend's relentless passion for expository preaching. Pastor John MacArthur would be the first to say that the priority above all other priorities is that the faithful exposition of Holy Scripture continue until Jesus comes. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.